please stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes.
Motion to approve the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
And I too, so would have 4-0. The agenda for this evening has been approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time of hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. Directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct could not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Comments made on the basis of the bias and stereotype concerning people in the needy classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in, and will then present the case, explain the request, present any exhibit testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the story factors for advance or special use exception. Copies of the stand will be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments, supporters first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. Board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These meetings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask you to turn to service, and also that when you come up to the podium, make sure that you hit the button that your microphone will turn green, that indicates your microphone is on. Thank you.